is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are both here representing the SAFE Graduation Committee. Welcome to the show, Vaughn Hammond and Julie Bates.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for being here. Well, for starters, tell us about your committee and your committee's purpose.
So the purpose of the SAFE Grad Committee is basically to provide a party for graduating seniors.
Right.
And that would include setting up all the food, getting activities together, finding a place to hold the event, and everything else, all the little details that would go involved in doing that.
And SAFE, it's called the SAFE Grad Party, and from what I understand, one of the main reasons you have it is to give graduates somewhere to go.
A safe place.
Yeah. To celebrate graduation. That doesn't involve them out on the roads driving or getting into trouble. So how did this idea come about?
Well, that's a good question.
We were just talking about this, and I graduated in 1989, and so that's 30 years ago. So this is the 30th anniversary of this party because our class was the first one to have a party thrown for us by some very, very organized and go-getting parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of fun. They had gambling and money prizes, and I think I won a camera and some money, and it was a blast.
The prizes are pretty good. It seems like that's a big draw for the students to get them to come, and there's a lot of other things that the party includes as well. But Vaughn, I understand your class never had a party.
That is correct.
So yeah. Did you attend any parties later, or is this your first one?
Oh, SAFE grad parties?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did actually. That was the other thing we were talking about. I think in 90 or 91, I volunteered to deal cards at one of the SAFE grad parties, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, just enjoying seeing that all the kids were there. Well, okay, I was a kid back then too. So it was just a fun, real fun time.
Well, it seems like a great thing to provide for our high school graduates. Mm-hmm. So let's hear a bit more about it.
Well, one thing that we wanted to do when we came on today was thank all the donors in town. There are repeat donors, and I actually helped with soccer this year, and people gave to soccer and the SAFE grad party. So, I mean, they have very, very generous big hearts in this town, the businesses and the community alike. So we want to give a shout out to our donors, and they are listed on our website if anybody wanted to see who's donating. And we've got money and prizes, food, all kinds of things are being donated to us. And then also we need volunteers. So if anybody is interested in volunteering that night, we could really use the help, especially night owls.
Yeah. I was looking at our volunteers, the Sign Up Genius site, and it seemed like from about 12 to 2, we are missing quite a few people to fill in.
Yeah, we should mention that the party is Sunday, May 26th,
oh, yeah.
And it starts at 10 o'clock, but it ends at 2:19 a.m. Is that because 2019?
Yeah.
That is correct.
So it'll change every year. It gets longer every year.
One minute longer every year. So that's good. So if anyone listening wants to volunteer, they can contact you guys.
Yeah, and one of the things that maybe if you are a previous graduate and you want to come out and help, grab some of your friends, sign up for a slot for an activity for a couple hours or an hour. Or if you have a bunch of your buddies or whatever, I mean, it's go out there and check it out. Check out
well,
the
it
site
sounds
and
like
go for it.
That's what's going to be happening that night. So
yeah,
why not?
That's the place to be.
So who can come to this party?
So all graduating seniors from any school within Juneau School District. So that includes the three high schools with Juneau, Douglas, Thunder Mountain, and Yakutsk. And any graduating seniors from the homeschool groups like Raven and Idea. If you're a graduating senior, you're welcome to come to the party.
That's terrific.
And they can bring a guest, one guest.
That is correct. They are allowed to bring one guest. Now, because of insurance reasons, the guests have to be within a certain age. So, and it is important also, photo ID. So
right.
We need to verify who you are.
It sounds like there's a few restrictions apply to this party because you guys really want it to be safe for everybody. So you need to show a photo ID. Your guest has to be between the ages of 16 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some rules about entry and re-entry. Do you guys want to talk about that?
I am not sure on the details on that. I do know, okay. I believe that if they leave, they're not allowed to come back in.
Yes.
And we'll have people at the door checking people in and checking people out.
It says it looks like you can arrive until 11:30, and then nobody can come or go after that.
Except volunteers.
Volunteers are welcome to come and go. So we request that the students, they show up before 11:30, and then once they're there, they're there. If they decide they wanted to leave, they can leave, but they won't be able to be readmitted back in.
And it's important that they're there at 2:19 a.m. because that's when the big cash prize is drawn.
That is correct.
And you must be present to win.
Yes.
So that's a really good way to get those kiddos to stick around.
Plus, there's cash prizes all night long, as well as gift prizes.
And so, a ton of other stuff, too. You want to say more, Vaughn?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, with to emulate what Julie just said, there are tons of cash prizes, and there's all the games all will have prizes associated with them. We'll have door prizes every, 15 minutes or something like that. So, it all night long, it's fun, it's exciting, and to top it all off, you're going to get cash in hand when you leave. So
that's pretty terrific. It says that there will be like a number of other things, activities as well, like laser tag, bouncy house, food, DJ,
sumo wrestling,
tarot readings, cash grab, along with all the prizes. So yeah, where else would you want to go?
Right.
This is what's happening. Yeah. And then some other details on this flyer that students might want to know before they come in is that they no bottles or containers of any kind are allowed, and backpacks and purses have to be checked for the duration of the party. So
again, it comes down to the safety aspect.
Of course. Yeah. I think these are great rules, very easy to follow, and considering all the entertainment and activities they're getting for admittance, I'm sure it'll be no problem.
So another thing you want to probably point out is the parking.
Uh-huh.
So we are asking the students to park over at the UAS campus, and we are having shuttle buses from First Student, a local school bus company, that are providing the buses between the campus parking and the rec center. So, and we've got more buses than they had last year just to kind of help with the flow. Because all the parking that's going to be closer to the rec center, it's going to be filled up by the volunteers.
Right.
So.
Well, it sounds like you've made it really like easy and fun for everybody. And
we've tried.
That's great. I'm excited for both of you. Are you both going to be at the party as well, helping out as volunteers?
I plan to be. Yeah.
I haven't signed up yet, so I'm probably stuck with a 12:45 to 2 a.m. shift, which is fine.
I think it sounds like a great time. And just thank you both for doing what you do. It's important to provide that safe space for graduating teens. And you're both parents of seniors, right? So
correct.
You're organizing it this year and then next year it'll be a different batch of people. So
it will be. And what our plan is after this party is done, the committee will come back together, have an after action report. We'll come up with things that worked, things that didn't, and then in probably early September we will try to get as many people to come back together for the next batch of graduating seniors, get parents involved, and get their committee started for them. So we'll help hand off the information to the next group.
Aw, so. Well, that's wonderful. So nice of you guys to do that. It's a great service you're providing. So again, the Safe Grad Party is 10 p.m. Sunday, May 26th until 2:19 a.m. on Monday, May 27th at the UAS Recreation Center. And it's free for all 2019 high school graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. And thanks to the committee and thanks to all of your sponsors for helping to make this happen.
Right.
Where can we find out more information?
Oh, well, and one thing that they wanted me to make sure people knew is that we're still accepting donations of prizes or money or whatever you would like to give. And you can find out more information, or even we have a PayPal link on our website, so you could donate money there if you so wish. And it's at www.junosafegrad.weebly, and that's weebly.com. And then we're also on Facebook under Parents for a Safe Graduation. And if you put in that search, it should come up at the top of the list for Juno. Need more information, come to those two places.
All right. Well, Vaughn and Julie, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Good luck with the party.